Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Hope you're having a great day. I am. Had a great first hour. Hope we'll have a great second hour and a third hour here on the program. So it's a little cold out there, obviously, but we expect that. I never really believed in global warming. I hoped for it, but I knew it wasn't true. And that's why I vote Republican, generally. Sometimes I vote for Democrats, as you will remind me, and I am forced to admit. But lot on the table, the auto excise tax, city budget, the new city council, all of that is on the table. 5-0, but it's also open phones. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. Let's go back. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you doing?
Hanging in there, trying to stay warm.
Yes.
Yeah, and don't forget, Chris, that yes. I think it was in the cover of Time magazine. It was the new Ice Age.
I remember
back
that.
In the 70s.
Yes, they had that.
Remember
I
the
remember
front
that.
Cover?
Yes.
Yeah, so I guess that's what's happening now. Global cooling. They can't get it straight. I like to talk about the city and the state.
Sure, go ahead.
Let's start off with the mayor.
Yeah.
You know, the mayor's more concerned about his legacy than he is about streamlining our budget. So he's waiting until, you know, Chapter 9 receivership so the state can come in and do the cuts that he's doesn't have the courage to do because he's afraid of the political backlash, you know, that could put a dent on his legacy. I think this is, it all comes down to vanity. As far as the state, Murray Healy knows that we're hemorrhaging a lot of money in our state. You
yes.
know, the millionaires and the billionaires, including people like Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, that
yes.
lived in Boston for a while.
Yes.
Until, you know, the taxes start to go up, up, up and up, and utility costs and insurance, and he got out of here. So we're having a mass exodus of billionaires and millionaires that leaders in industry and, you know, business owners. So they got to make up the backfill with Prop 2.5 override and the excise taxes so she can continue the gravy train, the more billions of dollars going to illegal aliens. And cities and towns, they're feeling the pinch because these billions of dollars are being diverted to illegal aliens instead of aid, very necessary aid, because cities and towns pay, and the people pay a lot into the state income tax and all the revenues and fees. So that money's going to illegal aliens instead of aid to cities and towns. So this is what she's trying to do so that she doesn't get the blame and say, hey, wait a minute, I didn't go up on your taxes. Your local politicians did
right.
under override 2.5, and they quadrupled your excise tax. This is what it's all about, Chris.
No, I agree with you. She does not. She's trying to cut back the local aid so you can spend it on her priorities and force the local towns to raise things like auto excise tax, meals tax, restaurant tax, because they have no other revenue coming in. It's outrageous.
It is, because that money, like I said, is being thrown for illegal aliens and the gravy train for them, and it's putting a pinch. But let me just advise those communities like Acushnet and other communities that want to build schools. I mean, here in New Bedford, under Mayor Kalas, I mean, we had 3 middle schools that were built. Keith, Roosevelt, Normandin, and then we even built a new Lincoln School. We're still paying for that. We're still paying for these schools, even though most of it was paid by the state. We're still on the dime for that. People have to remember, your taxes, you're going to be paying for this over the long run. So that's what I would say, my advice to those who are considering a new school. But you know what I found, too, when you were talking about the teacher from Acushnet and
yes.
Halfway Haven since 1906?
Yes.
Where's the school going to be built, this new Votech school in Rochester?
I'm not sure if they're going to use the old footprint of the school in Rochester or what they're going to do. I really, you know, that's a great question. I really don't have an answer off the top of my head.
I think we need to find out, because it seems to me they're trying to get Acushnet to piggyback to pay for the expense, because it's going to be too much for their own taxpayer. So I'm looking at the, you know, behind the scenes, the inside baseball, and trying to make it say, well, I know you guys have been, you know, with Fahim since 1906, but, you know, come along with us under the caveat that they're going to pay a brunt of the cost, in which their property taxes are definitely going to go up.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Thanks for the call, my friend, and all the information. There's no doubt about it, but here's the difference. In the city of New Bedford, the mayor and the city council make the decision for you. In the towns, it's the town meeting and then a ballot referendum to override 2.5. That's the beauty of 2.5, is that it gives you the option. We exercised it in Freetown, Lakeville, to build new schools, but it was approved by town meeting and at the ballot box, as it will have to be. That's how Proposition 2.5 is written. And that's one of the reasons that a lot of the special interest groups want to do away with it. They really do. They want to do it. Mayor Wu wants to get rid of Proposition 2.5. And I got to imagine that they're quiet now, but we've seen some of the other municipal leaders who want to do away with it. The teachers' union wants to do away with it. It's part of their endorsement process. You have to swear allegiance to their position to abolish the cap on property taxes known as Prop 2.5. That's how you get the endorsement. So that's why anybody who gets a teacher's endorsement, the MTA, Mass Teachers Association, of which my parents were members, you have to look very carefully at what they're going to do. I remember a couple of years ago, Chris Markey had an opponent in the Democrat primary. And I asked him about the endorsement that he'd gotten from the MTA. Did he realize he had agreed to abolish Proposition 2.5? And he had no idea, because it really didn't matter to him. But obviously the voters in Dartmouth and the north end of New Bedford did the right thing and renominated Chris Markey to be the Democrat nominee. The New Bedford Police Union is asking for your support while they negotiate a fair contract for better education and training programs for their officers. That benefits you, the residents of New Bedford. Anybody has interaction with the police, you want better educated and better trained police. New police equipment and technology. And for safe police staffing levels. I think that benefits you, the residents of New Bedford, as well, right? To have more people on the job. You know, when police respond with a significant number of members, that really leads to less conflict. It stems conflicts quicker. It really does. So the New Bedford police, they can't do this alone. You understand that. Please support public safety and your brave New Bedford police officers while they keep the great city of New Bedford safe. For more information, visit the New Bedford Police Union Facebook page. Or, and I recommend this, go right to their website, okay? NewBedfordPoliceUnion.org. NewBedfordPoliceUnion.org. Go there right now. Find out all the direct information from the great men and women of the police union of the city of New Bedford. Obviously, this message is brought to you by the New Bedford Police Union. All right, let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Good morning, my friend.
Hey, what's happening?
Well, what's happening is I'd like to commend the mayor for submitting the name of his selection for the chief of police, Jason Thody, to the city council. And I hope the city council now does their job and confirms, I don't see any reason for them denying, the gentleman into his position. Government working the way it's supposed to work just by doing your job.
What if they don't? In other words, is the city council a rubber stamp, or are they? Do they have real ability to say no?
They got the ability to say no, but what reason would they have? They'd look foolish. You know?
What if they want somebody else?
Well, they would look foolish. They had representation on the search committee, good representation with Brian Gomes, who leads the committee on public safety, and your friend Sean Oliver, okay, who's prison guard. Okay?
Corrections officer, yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's
right.
All right.
And so they had input, and I'm sure they reflected what the council might have wanted. So I don't see any reason for that. Just, you know, again, just do your job. Don't make a mountain out of a molehill here, you know, and because you have disagreements and things like that. Hey, could you answer me another question? You know,
okay.
I put on the radio in the morning, but usually I'm half asleep when I put it on. Why did they shut down the plane from New Bedford to Boston?
So I would say, well, what they're saying is that part of it had to do with the cutbacks at Logan Airport due to the shutdown of the government.
Mm-hmm.
So that played a hand in, I would say, the inconsistency of the government. That obviously played a part in it, and I would assume it wasn't generating the revenue they anticipated.
Okay, so they didn't get that many people to fly out of the airport to go to Boston, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's too bad because, again, it leaves New Bedford at the end of the line, and, you know, I thought that would be something that, you know, people could use to get to Boston.
Oh, me too. I was just having a conversation with somebody who then texted me. I was talking about it on the air. They texted me off the air during the break about it and saying, "Wait, how great that was," because they were planning to leave out of Boston to go to the Caribbean. And I said, "Oh, you ought to, you know, just jump on the plane in New Bedford, all that stuff." And now it's gone.
Yeah, again, I hope their figures are correct and everything. You know, again, to me, it's another stomp on New Bedford. You know, if that worked, maybe even they've avoided the TSA, is it? You know,
yes.
and doing all of that, so that would be worthwhile. And I was hoping that maybe to bring some, you know, good things to New Bedford, that maybe even you could have a plane going to Green, you know?
So no,
you don't have
I
to
agree
worry
with
about
you.
The, you know, worrying about the bridge problem that they have when you try to drive over to Rhode Island, you know. So, again, we're at the end of the line, so, you know, last in line, you know, what can you do? All right, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for the call. 508-9960. For those of you who haven't heard, Cape Air abruptly shut down the service to Boston, the direct flights from New Bedford to Boston, which I thought were a great idea. And I thought would see a lot of use. There was an upside to it, a lot of upsides to it, but the Democrats shut the government down, and this is what you get. Think there are consequences. I haven't seen yet how Congressman Keating voted on the agreement. I'm not sure. I would assume Jim McGovern, who from the Worcester area, a radical, voted against being reasonable in feeding people with EBT. I'm assuming Presley voted against feeding people who have EBT, rather keep them as hostages. But anyway, yeah, at least one of the casualties has been the Cape Air service from New Bedford to Boston. Unfortunate. But that means you need your car even more. And you can see that cold weather out there. You got to winterize your car. Make it last. Bring it to Mac Auto Sales, 188 Rivet Street in the city of New Bedford. Mac Auto Sales is a family-owned business. Their repairs all makes and models of automobiles. So if you need to get your car ready for the coming cold weather, and I'm sure you do, call and make an appointment today. Call Mac Auto Sales. 508-565-6221. They're open weekdays 9 to 5 for your convenience. You have a foreign car, that's perfect. Spooky has a foreign car. Tim Weisberg brings his car to Mac Auto Sales. I ride in it all the time, including today. And it rides like new now that he brought it back from Mac Auto Sales. Ask about their aftermarket accessories and their foreign cars for sale. We're going to take a quick break. If you're on hold, stay there. Open phones when we come back. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. You get plenty of time. When we come back. Stick around.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
I was 17, running up on one.
Welcome back to the program. I'm running nowhere. I'm sitting right here waiting for your phone calls at 508-996-0. We got a bunch of people on hold, so let's go to them. Good morning. Thank you for holding. Hello, you're on the air. I guess she didn't make
Hello?
It. Hi, yes, you're on the air.
Oh, good, great. I'm calling to give some information about the Old Colony School.
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay, so I'm a lifelong resident of Acushnet. I'm, at this point in time, I don't know which way I'm going to vote, but there is a lot of information on the Old Colony website. There is also a lot of information on the different towns, so Acushnet, Cava, Rochester, Plymouth, and Mattapoisett. The taxes will go up tremendously.
Yes.
There's an assessment calculator on the Old Colony website where you can put in your home's assessed value, and it will tell you how much your taxes are going to increase every single month for about 30 years. Now, along with that are going to be increases to the operating budgets of every town. Mm-hmm. And they're adding 3 shops, which means more employees. There's a lot of information that residents really need to look at. The ballots are different in all the towns. Like Acushnet only at this time on November 18th are going to vote on just whether they want the school to be rebuilt or not, a new school.
Okay.
I think Mattapoisett has 2 questions on their ballot. Something, I think it's about the debt exclusion and also whether they want the new school. The other major thing is not all 5 towns have to vote yes or no. Like if Acushnet votes no, and say Lakeville votes no, but the other 3 towns vote yes, it still will happen.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a lot that's going to happen with our taxes. And the finance committee, Acushnet is just terrible at this point with some expenses in their budget. I don't know how we're going to do it. Yeah, it's a lot to talk about. State's given us money for the new school. They are going to build the new school on the existing land.
Okay.
The kids will be able to still go to school, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to knock down the old school and turn that into a parking lot.
Oh, all right. I see what you're
saying. I'm a big Volk school. My kids went there. My brother went there. It's a great school, but it's going to be a huge impact on all of us. All of us. Acushnet has no revenue, barely.
Right.
I don't know. And then I think they talk about Proposition 2.5. And so not only are your taxes going to increase with the school, your taxes might increase with the excise taxes, with all kinds of taxes.
Yes.
So, I will say one thing. Sure. I know town of Acushnet was not, I just found out about this like 2 weeks ago. And I just noticed it because they had a flashing sign that said special election. That's all. That's all it said. And I was like, well, what's this special election? So anyways, I've been at the finance committee meetings. They're great. I just don't know what we're going to do. I just wanted to pass that information along.
Ballet.
Yeah, so just everybody should check it out. I mean, at this point, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Right. No, I think all that, and that's really good of the Old Colony District to create that calculator on the website.
Yes.
That's a good tool. People should look at that.
They should, because if you have, it could go up $800 a year for some people. They do the average of like $530,000 on a home. So they did like an average for people to get an idea, but it's, I don't know. We're stuck.
It's a big decision for a lot of people, and you cannot give money you don't have. I mean, you may want a new school, but you can't, if you literally can't afford it, it's an impossible decision.
However, with the town, not everybody knew about it. So it's going to be low turnout again. And, of course, the people who want the school will be there to vote.
Yes.
But I'm afraid the people, the elderly, the older, So anyways, I'll let you go.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for that call. That was a very good call. Please don't be a stranger. You're an important voice in this conversation. A very knowledgeable person. So that's good, right? Check out if you live in the communities, Mattapoisett, Rochester, Lakeville, Acushnet, certainly. I believe Carver's in there as well. Get involved. Find out. And again, we went through this in Freetown, where you have people that genuinely believe you need a new school, but they also know they can't really afford the increase in taxes. The difference is, back then, we didn't have the religion known as green energy, which it's a religion, guys. It's a religion. Green New Deal, global warming, all of that stuff. Clean energy. It's a religion. I know they say, oh, it's follow the science. Please. It's a religion. What do you think of the New Bedford Police Union? They're looking for a new contract, new equipment, new training, new education, all of which benefits the people they serve and protect. You want better trained, better educated. I mean, follow the science there. The science shows better educated, better trained police do a better job for the people they serve and protect. Let me give you an example. We're coming up on the anniversary of an unbelievable alleged murder in the city of New Bedford. A young man, he's on trial this week. He walked. These are the facts as I know them. They could be wrong. It's just what I remember reading in the paper and here on WBSM. A young man walked from the Marion Mattapoisett area with a firearm he had stolen from a family member who had it secured properly. But the young man was able to get into the secure box and take the firearm. He walked to the city of New Bedford, where he shot, allegedly, two people. One was nearly killed, one was killed. He had no connection to the two victims at all, as far as I understand. Total strangers. Fixing a car on the street in the city of New Bedford. One man was murdered, one man survived, but barely. He was still armed, was on the streets of New Bedford, encountered four police officers who were looking for him, okay? Four police officers looking for a murder suspect, armed and dangerous. Some of you are hearing this for the first time. Those four officers took gunfire from the suspect. Immediately upon encountering, they took gunfire. I know some of the police officers that were in the vehicle. Not all of them. I don't remember all their names. Jimmy Estrella, who's a friend of mine, he was in the vehicle, detective. Officer Spurlett, whose dad was a police officer as well. Used to be a host here, actually, on the program as well. Troy Spurlett. They took gunfire. They did not kill the murder suspect due to their training, their discipline. They did not murder this. They did not shoot this murder suspect. They had every right in the world, but they assessed the situation properly. And they held their fire. To the chagrin, I would imagine, of the suspect who probably was looking to be suicided by cop, right? We see that a lot. But these New Bedford police officers, with their training, their discipline, their esprit de corps, held their fire took the suspect into custody. Today, that man's on trial today. That's what you get when you have a properly trained, led police force. And the police are looking to update their contract. Do you support that? If you do, or if you don't, you should go and learn more about it at the New Bedford Police Union Facebook page and the website. But it's an important service that they provide. And it's not something that just happens, right? It requires an investment in training and personnel. You can't just be recruiting formerly illegal aliens to be police. That's how far down the police contract has been reduced, that they have to recruit formerly illegal aliens to be police because nobody else apparently wants to work there. They can't retain good people. You know, for over 50 years, Bass Ready Rooter has been the trusted name in drain cleaning and septic maintenance all across New Bedford, Fall River, Dartmouth, Fairhaven, Freetown, all over South Coast. From emergency clogs to hydro jetting and camera inspections, the experts at Bass Ready Rooter deliver solutions the right way with honesty and respect. That's why neighbors and plumbers alike recommend Bass Ready Rooter. With over 700 five-star Google reviews, Bass Ready Rooter, the underground sewer pipe, is the most underrated utility. Until it clogs, call when it clogs or before it clogs, develop a relationship. Call, write this down, 995-8012. 508-996-8012 or visit bassready.com. We'll take a break and we'll be right back. Open phones. If it's on your mind, we'll talk about it. Stick around.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Out into the cool of the evening strolls the pretender. He knows that all his hopes and dreams begin and end there.
Welcome back to the program. Little Jackson Brown for you. Jackson Brown, of course, ruined energy policy in America with some really catchy songs and the No Nukes concert. He and Bruce Springsteen and Bonnie Raitt teamed up with zero knowledge of energy policy, zero. And they ruined present-day America back in the 70s. It's pretty funny, actually. They were so opposed to nuclear power. And they were very successful. It's amazing what musicians and artists can do to derail the progress of a country, quite frankly, when their moronic policies put to music stimulates the crowd. So beware of that. Beware of that. I also want you to beware of something else. I know I'm giving out a lot of information today. There is a state house bill, Massachusetts state house, all right? So not to be confused with what's going on in Washington, Donald Trump, Chuckie Schumer, all that. None of those guys involved. This is our own guys, our own delegation on the House side. So it's Chris Hendricks, it's Chris Markey, Steve Ouellette from Westport, Mark Sovia from Fairhaven. There's a bill going forward, okay? House Bill 1923. It will make the age of juvenile crime 21. So you'll be able to commit a crime between up till the age of 21, including 21, and be counted as a juvenile. You can vote at 18, but you will now be classified as a juvenile if you commit a crime at the age of 18, 19, 20, 21. You'll be classified as a juvenile. It's an outrageous idea put forward by the supermajority Democrats. So keep that in mind. Reach out to them. Encourage them not to go forward with this. We are already seeing some of the court cases that are crazy. Local courts, the Supreme Court of Massachusetts, right? Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts has made some outrageous rulings that are freeing murderers. They want to codify this in law. The Massachusetts police chiefs are against this. It is House Bill 1923. If you live in Dartmouth, call Chris Markey. You live in Fairhaven, Mattapoisett, Marion, Rochester, part of Acushnet, part of the North End. Call Mark Sylvia. Ask him to oppose House Bill 1923 while you still can, before you get attacked by someone who's 20 years old, masquerading as a juvenile, given the cover by a Democrat. All right, we got a bunch of people on hold. Let's go to the phones. Open phones. Good morning.
Mr. Chris.
Yes.
Mr. Chris, I don't want to be on the air because I don't talk the English well. Can you give me the phone number? James Lane. He passes. He allows us. Huh?
All right. Who would you like to phone number for?
James Lane.
James Lang?
Lane, yeah, he used to be with you, but I don't want to be in the air because I don't like people listen to me.
Do you mean Scott Lang?
Not Scott Lang, James Lane. He was with you Wednesday. He was with you last week.
All right,
Monday. He was with you last week. That man.
Okay, let me think about that, and I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I listen to the radio, then I kick the number. You give the number, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you. Yeah, I'll figure that out. I understand what she means, I believe, and I appreciate the interest. I really do. So the House of Representatives apparently is considering this bill. I put something out on Facebook. You should all, if you don't already, follow me on Facebook, and it's not a bad way to communicate with me. I do use the Messenger, and I get a lot of laughs out of it too. I have a lot of people in my audience who have a similar sense of humor as I do, and they share it through Messenger, and I do appreciate that. But I posted it on Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook if you'd like. There's a warning about this Massachusetts change put forward by very liberal Democrats, some of whom we voted for, to lower or raise, I guess, the age of a juvenile up to 21. So, you know, we hear about young people committing heinous crimes and getting away with it. I mean, look, in my opinion, you know right from wrong about the age of 9, right? Some of us at eight or nine, some of us, but certainly by the age of 12, you know right from wrong. You don't always choose the right thing. Hell, I'm in my 50s, and I don't always choose the right path, right? But I'm a work in progress. But the point of the matter is that the supermajority Democrat legislature is considering expanding the definition of juvenile criminal, a juvenile crime, to the age of 21 years old. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. It is bill number 1923. That's pretty easy, right? 1923. The year the whole place went to hell, right? Bill 1923. Being considered in the House of Representatives right now as we speak. Call your state representative. That may be Mark Sylvia if you live in Mattapoisett, Rochester, Marion, Fairhaven. Steve Olette if you live in Westport, Freetown, Fall River, part of the North End. Obviously Westport, Cushnet. Dartmouth, you have Chris Markey. The North End of New Bedford, you got Chris Markey. There are five representatives in the North End of New Bedford. If you live in the South End of New Bedford, you want to call Tony Cabral. Tell him to oppose. I doubt he will, but 1923. Bill 1923. All right, I see you on hold, but I got to take a break. We'll be right back. Right? So much for lawyers and love. 508-996-05. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Hey, Chris. How you doing today?
Good. How you doing?
Good. You know, I hate to keep beating this drum, but the woman from the Cushnet that called about the Old Colony bills, this is another example of what every city and town in the Commonwealth is going through, trying to struggle to pay bills. Everybody's already tapped. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Mara Healy wants to come out with this Community Empowerment Act, Municipal Empowerment Act, and we're not getting our share of local aid. So in addition to being, you know, to trying to make ends meet, there are like an unfunded mandate like in Fairhaven with the $70 million treatment plant expansion. Mm-hmm. Old Colony, they need a new school. The vocational at Old Colony needs a new school. Every city and town is going through this. And our representatives, I haven't heard a peep out of any of them about what they're going to do to help us to get more local aid.
Yeah, the unencumbered local aid, the stuff you can use for all your individual needs in the individual towns.
Exactly.
UGGR, I think they call it, right?
Yes, it's unrestricted general government aid, UGGR. Yeah, it's beyond the pale. I don't understand how I haven't heard a word, not from Chris Markey or Mark Sylvia or Mark Montigny or any of them.
No, I agree with you. It is the mayor has put on a really strong case, and his delegation has ignored him.
Right, but why isn't the mayor trying to coalesce cities and towns around him? You know, he made a great point. He sent out a great letter, but you know, why doesn't he try to enlist other municipalities in this fight?
I agree with you, and thanks for the call, my friend. As always, the hour is about to come to an end. That's a great call.